Okay. Well, Michael, you had a taste of the captaincy last season. Honoured to be captain from the start of next season?
Yeah, absolutely. It was an honour to have an interim last year, but to be told, I guess, by Hugh and Robert that I'd be captain for the full season next year is a great honour, yeah.
What did you learn from your experience last season, then, Michael, to take into the next season?
I think managing different personalities has always been a bit of a tricky sort of one for me. I think I'm quite blunt, black and white, and some people don't really respond to that. So it's trying to I guess manage different characters that I've picked up a few things from.
You've got the winter now to prepare. What will the next few months entail for you then?
We've had a bit of time off now. A lot of the fellas are heading abroad to play. So I think there's only a handful of us left here. So we'll do as much pre-season stuff as we can and hit the gym, I suppose. There'll be some plans in place there, but also I think I'm here, I guess full time now, living in Wales, we can do some proper planning with you and Rob moving forward into next year, and I guess even map out a 5-year plan of where we want the club to go to.
Have you discussed the team strengthening when you had the discussions with Robert and Hugh?
Yeah, we've had a few discussions, and we're pretty close to signing our overseas player now. So I think that announcement won't be too far away in the next month or so. So that'll be exciting for us. There's a few other possibilities, irons in the fire, shall we say, that might be released shortly as well.
You had success in the T20 last season, Michael. How do you transfer that form into the county championship?
I think you can't really tell. It's obviously chalk and cheese, the comparisons in the formats, but I think if we can take our confidence, the confidence we take into T20 games, if we can take that into 4-day cricket, will take us a long way to performing well. We've got that point of reference when it comes to T20 cricket where we're good at it, and we know we're good at it, so we go into games expecting to win them. And that gives us we've got a lot of confidence in that format. So confidence is a big key for any team, and if you've got confidence, you generally go out there with a view to and generally perform well.
Do you set yourself any targets? Will you be telling the players, I'd imagine as a captain, you'll be telling them what you expect from them next season?
Yeah, I guess so. There'll be some expectation put in place, but I guess as well, we will have quite a young side and we'll have to manage that expectation quite a bit as well. But I think rather than putting an expectation on numbers in terms of wickets and runs, I think commitment to what we're trying to achieve is probably the greatest expectation for me at the moment.
So finally, I'd imagine you're relishing the prospect and a lot of hard work over the next few months, but you'll be ready when the new season comes.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be ready. We've got probably 5 months, I suppose, now to be prepared. But I'm looking forward to the challenge again next year and beyond. But certainly we'll be up for April next season. That's for sure.
Good stuff.